Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You straight up cuckooed that dude, bro. Oh my God.
You've got all your Charger gear on because
feeling fresh as hell.
Well, you guys better enjoy it.
The fans loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin Herbert.
On the move and throws and touchdown.
Do this together.
Players, coaches, staff, fans, together we can create something truly special.
Stay tuned for some good content.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Wooldog, sitting with my buddy, Kev Huggin Duggan.
Hi, Wooldog. How are you, Bubba?
How are you? How's the mom and them? And
There's some insult to injury this morning, but it was pretty good.
All right. Well, let's not forget Kyle, the coach, Duggan. Give us a little peekaboo.
Surprise.
With the cuckoo clock mode.
That's how I feel, cuckoo, being a fan of this team.
You're cuckoo for cuckoo. Chargers.
Let's go. Jeez.
What a game, huh, boys?
It was a game. That was very hard to watch.
Offense regressing. I didn't see them getting worse than they were the previous week, which they scored, but they did not look good.
At what cost?
At what cost? Like, that's our offense is in. And now, Justin, it's just the shamble city, you know?
Yeah. No, it's we got a lot to talk about here, folks. A lot to unpack after this last game. All we've got lined up for you is an Ask Bolt Fam. So just sit tight and hold on. Rip it off like a Band-Aid. It'll be over before you know it. Let's just enjoy the ride while we can.
Yeah.
Chargers lost, sadly, to the Broncos. 7-24. The only score we got was in that fourth quarter after Stick came in. God, I mean, this whole game was just unreal.
Just everything that could go wrong really went wrong. Like, we got the interception to start the game,
that was a great way to start it.
Let's go. We're, you know, Davis comes back, does that. Yes. Like, we're going to get this. This is great. And we go for it on fourth down. Don't get it. It's just like, and then I felt like coach was just, felt like he was in a hole for that and just kept going for it on fourth down.
It was at a blackjack table. Saying, hit me.
I gotta make this back somehow. Yeah, it was
he
wild.
Leveraged the second mortgage on his house on those fourth
basically.
Downs.
100%. It was because I like when they go for it on fourth down, but that was just chaos.
Yeah,
that was just like stubborn.
Yeah,
that was just like, yeah, you can't tell me what to do. I'm doing it.
Can't tell me what to do.
Kellen's like, I'm all out of fourth down plays. We've done this a gajillion times.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
I don't care.
We're going.
Do it again.
Do it.
Do it. Cardi and Coke. Do it.
Do it.
Looking at some of the stats, Russell Wilson had 224 yards, two touchdowns, and that one interception at the beginning of the game. Herbert only gave out 96 yards and an interception before having to tap out from that injury to his throwing hand, man. Like,
he just did not look right at all.
No,
and I'm just slightly, just the tip. It was always just the tip of almost a catch, almost something, and it's just off enough, you know.
Just off enough, and so Easton Stick had to come and finish out the game, throwing up 179 yards, but no tutties and no interceptions, but nothing really to write home about, unfortunately. Who would have thought, though, the receiving leader of this team was going to be Quentin Johnston?
Yeah.
First round pick of the 2023 NFL draft. Quentin Johnston with 91 yards. Man, that one long 57 yard throw.
That was boom. Get up and go right at it again and hit him again.
Yeah.
And then I was listening to that part on the radio and Money said that they could have gone to him on that very next play. He was wide open in the end zone.
Probably
just missed him. That would have been incredible. Boom, boom, boom. Touchdown.
Yeah.
90, 6 yards or whatever.
Yeah.
No, well, you got to look at the silver lining. Like, that's a good silver lining. Like, that catch was one that he has dropped 3 times this season.
At least.
He caught it.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad. At least that was a positive. I can't think of many else, but that was good.
That was good. It just shows that it's not impossible for him to catch those kind of balls. It's just, hey, it can happen. He can do it. We all know he can do it now. Let's all just give him a break.
let's just start doing it consistently.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. But at the end of this game, I saw a tweet from Chris Rim.
These stats that came out after the game are just disgusting.
The Chargers went 0-for-12 on third downs today. Didn't convert one third down on Sunday. Worst game in over 40 years.
God. My entire life. All of our lives. Never been that bad.
Yeah, I'm about to be 40 here.
I've seen some bad Charger football before.
Apparently,
I mean, we went through 2-14 seasons and we didn't even do this bad in one game.
Yeah.
No. It was just crazy, the offensive line play. It was just, I don't know if they just schemed us up and out-coached the shit out of us, or we're just, maybe it's more of that than our personnel, but the amount of times I saw our right side of the line turned around facing the quarterback, like as they got beat, both of them, it happened multiple times. It was just, you can't win if you don't give them time.
No.
Yeah.
And that was the biggest thing with our offense this last game.
Yeah. I wish I knew that, like, I could definitively say that, like, oh, it's because we don't have Corey Linsley, but it just felt like an all around, like, not great performance. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a quote here from Sebastian Joseph Day on Cortland Sutton's touchdown.
This doesn't get us any better.
The wheels are coming off a little bit.
They're falling.
He said it was interesting for sure. He did have a lot of time back there. I don't want to talk about scheme here. I had to contain the quarterback and keep him inside the pocket. That was my job. There are certain things I can't talk about. That's a coach question.
He went on to say, like, I'm not pointing fingers, I'm not throwing coaches under the bus. But say that if you already did.
Yeah. Exactly. You're backtracking big time.
With all due respect, I hate you guys and I'm leaving.
Yeah. This sucks.
Yeah. That's what that was. Like, and now this is not the first time that someone has come out and said something like that and been like, hey, like Eck did it earlier in the year with the offense. And it's like, yeah, you backtrack a little bit, but it's too late. What you said was said. Like, this is done. And then you have Staley's quote of, I'm not here to talk to the fans, like, blah, blah, blah. It's just this season is snowballing right now. And it's hard to imagine, like, as a player that you have to be very mad to come out and say something like this. Like, it has to have been boiling to come out and kind of talk down about your coach like that. Mm-hmm. And your head coach, DC.
Yeah. Oof.
And it's weird too, because with Staley and his post-game pressers, it's almost like he doesn't care anymore. Like he's not getting emotional anymore. He's just like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Like, his energy is so
better.
Yeah, whatever. You know, it's I just hope, you know, this now's an opportunity to, like, try and see what we have on this roster. There's still things that can be gained from this season. I just hope, you know, what are you without Justin Herbert? And we're going to find out. We got 4 games to find out, you know, if he doesn't come back, which all signs are pointing to, why would you rush him back?
Yeah, right.
What is this? What are you without Justin? I think that's an interesting question that will be answered shortly.
We will find out shortly. Yeah. Cause right now Adam Schefter tweeted out, Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert is not expected to play Thursday night. We're on a short week. So next game is Thursday night against the Raiders. Due to his fractured right index finger. God, the index finger of all fingers to fracture.
Were you guys listening to the broadcast?
The Matt Money broadcast?
No. Like the Matt Ryan broadcast.
Oh.
I think we were all in shambles when this happened. So
we were talking more to each other than listening.
Dude, I was dying laughing. He was like, yeah, the index finger. That's like your second most important finger. I'm like, you have like an importance level of each finger?
Got a tier list.
Got to have the thumb. Here. Without the thumb, what are you going to do without a thumb?
He said thumb was one.
Yeah.
I mean, next two.
That's what separates us from other mammals.
We can all agree pinky's the F tier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always the weird one on the ball that looks kind of crooked when you're holding it.
Yeah.
What would you say?
I don't know.
What would you say you do? Answer me. All right. Yeah, and he will be consulting with Dr. Stephen Shin to determine the extent of the injury and how much time he will miss per source.
Interesting. Stephen Shin is a finger guy.
Who is Stephen Shin?
Like, opportunity there.
I think he'd be more of a leg guy. I think I would have gone into different practice.
I see what you did there. You're a father making fatherly jokes. Fantastic. So glad to have you here.
You're welcome.
But everything now has come out saying that he's going to have surgery like tomorrow. They're gonna, like, get him in and get
Why would you wait
and fixed? Yeah, but I mean, if you're having surgery on your finger, why are you? You're not going to rush back to play football.
Hell no. The season's over.
Of course not. No, he's not expected to play Thursday, and who knows if we'll see him again before the end of the season. But
Coach Herbo,
why would you?
And it's crazy right now because he has the second longest starting streak of a quarterback behind Josh Allen. He had 62 starts, consecutive starts, and that's probably that's over now. So
yeah, that's like the one body part that he couldn't just play through.
No,
his hand, right hand.
Yeah. It's been the season of the fingers. It's what I want to do to the season is with the finger, and that's what's been happening to Justin. Just left hand, right hand. All
well, it's the season
put
of
your left hand in, you put your left hand out, you put your right hand in,
and you shake it all about.
Oh, I'm on IR. I'm on the injury.
Surgery.
No, this has been the season of like quarterbacks, a lot of quarterbacks going down, and we were so thankful for it to not happen to Justin Herbert until it did, and now we're mad and just like everybody else in the league right now.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to lose him to an injury, this is absolutely the one you want to lose him to. You don't want to lose him to like a knee or like something significant. Like
the season was already over.
Yeah, like the game that you had to win or your season was over. So it's not like a get back in there rush right away.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's a good way. The good silver lining.
It's
you get hurt
a silver lining to look at. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see, Karen tweeted out a picture of Justin Herbert. We all saw it. Anybody that saw the game saw that when he came back out on the field, he had his jacket on, had the hood up, and he was hiding his right hand from anybody to see. So I don't know if that was would it have just been demoralizing for the team if they looked and saw his hand and was just like, ah, shit.
I think he was waiting to get number 99 that hit his finger. He was hiding something in his pocket, ready to go.
Oh, it's a gun.
He just didn't get a good shot. The opportunity didn't present itself.
That would have been something.
We watched a movie earlier on Patreon of a guy running through shooting people on the field. Remember?
That's true. Yes.
Justin had enough.
Look it up.
Justin had enough.
Let's see. Chris Rim tweeted out Brandon Staley said that Justin Herbert fractured right index finger. We'll see two hand specialists today that had no update about his status for Thursday. Said he would know more after today.
Why is he lying? Like, why is he not just saying, yeah, he's done? Like, he's not gonna play. We all knew he's not gonna play.
We'll see.
It's not though. He broke his finger. Like, he had x-rays before he came back out of the tunnel. It was done. Like, he's broken.
Well, he's like, look, last year I told you guys, I gave you guys timetables and y'all got mad at me. So now guess what? I got no update. We'll know more later.
Leave me alone.
Like,
leave me alone.
Hold it. Keep it close to the chest.
Yeah. And then another silver lining that came out of the game, PFF LA Chargers reminded us that Keenan Allen is the fastest player in NFL history to reach 900 career receptions. So
underrated.
He's a monster.
He's a speedster. He's got 900 receptions quicker than any of you. Right. Any of you out there. If you're listening to this, you can't get 900 career receptions faster than Keenan Allen. I'm sorry.
No.
It's already been done.
Yep.
And what's not done is our Patreon. Patreon.com/chugging. Still chugging, baby. It's still alive. You can go on over there, check out all the fun, silly ass videos we got over there.
Experience watching the game with us. And
yeah, you can do that.
Show that became.
The highs and the lows, they're all there. Yeah. At patreon.com/chargerchat. And if you don't want to go over there, that's totally fine. You can go on over to our regular website, chargerchat.com. Check out all the fun and cool stuff we have over there, t-shirts, hoodies, and stickers. You can chat it up with other Charger Chatteteers in the member section and ask questions and ask Bolt fam. So go check out chargerchat.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, gang. Well, as I mentioned, we don't have any segments this week. Just a big, hefty, healthy, big boy of an Ask Bolt fam. So let's just go.
Let's do it.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
Hi, guys.
Go jam a thumb up his bottle. That's what you do.
I wet myself in excitement.
Both are hungry.
Your thoughts are like
totally appreciated.
Catch you later, dude.
Okay, love you, boy.
That's right, folks. Time for Ask Bolt Fam, and we start off at the top with Jurors Fanatic, who asked the question.
What the f***? That's how I feel.
It's a great question.
Yeah.
It's solid. That's a popper-esque kind of question right there.
It's a real, really, when it hit that 12th it right. really, really brought it home.
Really, it really makes you think.
Yeah. Pulls you in. It
gives you pause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how did you guys feel after this game? Like, we were never in it, so I didn't have that kind of devastated end of a game.
It was not a roller coaster.
No.
That's
like,
true.
It was just like it was coming.
Yeah, hey, we didn't lose by 3 points. Hey.
Yeah. Hey, we didn't get shut out. So it was, that was just a sucky game that season on the line. But we were never in the game.
Yeah.
Never once in the game.
Yeah.
It was sad at the end, but it wasn't frustrating like all the other losses have been this year.
Yeah.
Just that was like they were better than us today. Mm-hmm. A lot better.
And they'll probably be better than us in a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Yeah. And it's cold up there. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
It's whatever.
Babe, it's cold outside. That's what's up, Jurors Fanatic. Thank you for asking the question.
Big boy out.
Let's move it on now to Lexi M, who asked the question.
First of all, thanks, guys, so much for letting me take your tickets off your hands. It was an amazing experience, and even though the game didn't go how we all expected or wanted, I still had a wonderful time with my cohorts. I apologize for the now long, quote-unquote, question. We started off the day rough, trying to find parking, but once we did, we got right in front of our entrance, walked inside to do some shopping, and watched the guys warm up. Watching the legends come onto the field was so nostalgic and made us BTFU. Well, forget about the game. However, seeing the pick on the very first play of the Donkeys drive was amazing. We were right there to see it. The tribute to Gates really made us tear up and so happy for him. He is one of my favorite players with Phil, and I am so excited to see him get into the Canton for his first ballot. Being at the game really just makes you miss a lot. We didn't know Herbert was out until we saw a stick come in. We now know it is pretty severe, and I think we need to put gloves on Herbert to make his fingers just like stay in place from now on. On our way out, I forgot to video it. We checked on the Pirates, and they lost. So we ended up making ourselves feel better by letting everyone know they lost, and if the saying, the enemy of my enemy, wasn't true, we wouldn't have gotten so many cheers from Broncos fans. Overall, it was a great experience, and I appreciate Broncos fans being cordial and no one rubbed the horrible game in our faces. After the game, to wait out in traffic, we decided to drown our sorrows by getting Roscoe's down the street. All in all, it was an exhausting but amazing day. Some thoughts. How do we all feel that we're still technically in the hunt for the playoffs? I realize that no matter what this team does to me, I still care. And that's why it hurts so much to see us do poorly, especially knowing we have so many great players. We should be doing better, which I'm sure it's a lot of people's sentiment. Enough stalling. Now for my question. What is your favorite or two comfort movie/show and why? Mine are The Emperor's New Groove and Road to El Dorado, and then Avatar, The Last Airbender, and Psych. Can't wait to hear your answers. Oh, and fuck the Donkeys, Chiefs, and Pirates. Can I be bye?
Glad you had a good time. I'm so glad we got to have a Patreon subscriber and friend in Lexi go represent us in our seats.
Yeah. Anybody ever sits in our spot, they've got to be Charger fans, and what better than somebody like Lexi? So yeah,
absolutely
glad you had a fun time, all things
and
considered.
Her mom. She took her mom.
Oh, awesome.
Aww.
So let's see. Well, first, How do we feel that we're still technically in the hunt for the playoffs?
I
know it's not.
I'm an optimistic,
positive as we are. Yeah. That's just not truth.
Yeah,
that's not true. So
that would be like, you know, the planets have to align and every quarterback has to like get run over by a same semi truck and like forfeit all of the games for us to just like have a sniff at the playoffs. And even then, probably wouldn't even be a chance. So,
and even then, when we're playing, we have no Justin Herbert.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, and the way we're playing right now, even if we got in, do you think anything would come of it? Like, they were just playing so poorly and we've never put it fully together. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's just devastating. I think the Justin, you always think you have a shot when Justin's going to play. And now that he's not in there, like, it's really not, I don't think it's going to happen, unfortunately.
Yeah. But the bigger question, what is your favorite comfort movie / show and why? Anybody got one?
Brian Song. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, Brian Song. You do kind of go to that one pretty often, though. Yeah.
I like to throw on a good documentary. Like, I just watched Oppenheimer with the wife a couple days ago, and I've been in like deep dive documentaries.
My favorite comfort movie, Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer. Ship blows up.
Nothing makes me feel better than watching a big old explosion, right?
Yeah. It could be worse, right? That's how I look at that movie. But yeah, just something, honestly, the people talking and telling me something I didn't know gets my
definitely
head out
gets your mind off
how
of it.
Shitty I feel about my team.
Yeah. Let's see. For me, like a TV show, I'll always go to like The Simpsons or something like that, especially early
South Park.
Yeah, just something that either makes me laugh or, you know, yeah, something like that. I can put on any Simpsons episode from like season 3 to 9, and I could probably quote it from start to finish. I've watched them that many times. But
my comfort show is Friends. Me and my wife fall asleep to Friends probably 90% of the nights it's on the TV, just because I've seen it so many times I don't even have to watch it. I know exactly what's going on. And it's just comfort. Like comfortable. It's like, okay, I can go to sleep. I know what's going on.
I know this. They're gonna pivot.
Going to bed. Yeah, they're gonna pivot.
Pivot.
Yeah, definitely. And then for movies, for me, I don't know what it is about Harry Potter. It's just like when I hear that intro music come on, it's the most nostalgic movie for me. My mom was like a diehard, so we always had it on, and she listened to the audiobooks in the car. So
it's like
there's something nostalgic, comforting about Harry Potter movies.
Nice, 100%. Love that. All right, well there you go, Lexi. Thank you. Glad you had a good time despite everything, and thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to House of Hain, who asked the question. Well, I say, QJ had himself a good game. Mama always said, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say shit. How's the baby doing, coach? How are the cats, Wool Dog? And how are the rest of the kids, Kevin?
He's got nothing nice to say about the Chargers. So just
I love it.
Questions. Well, he said QJ had himself a good game, and that's
about it. That's all you could really have from that one.
How's the baby doing, coach?
Baby's doing good. As good as a baby can do. He's baby number 4. So sometimes it's like, okay, where are all the kids? 1, 2, 3, 4. Got it. But yeah, he's
accounted for.
By the time you get to the 4th kid, the babies are just so easy. Like
is baby the
like a break
the thumb of the dude. Group right now? Is he the S tier baby right now?
No, he's not doing a whole lot. He's more of a pinky. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He's not holding this thing together. It's
yeah.
He's just hanging out there.
My wife is the thumb for sure. Okay. I'll be index, and then who knows?
You can mix it up in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Let's see. Cats are doing great. They're constantly here. They make me happy. I pet them. They meow and. All's well.
All's well. All's well that ends well. The kitties.
How are your boys, Kev?
It was a good morning. You actually teed me up. I wasn't going to talk about this, but might as well. So I had to get up 6 a.m., get my 2 kids ready for school. I get downstairs. The boys are all asleep on. We have this like big mattress, giant thing downstairs. They all like to sleep together on Sunday weekends. Go downstairs. I look down, and it looks like the boys have been battling, but battling with vomit. There's vomit from multiple different people all over the bed. people are laying in it. So I got to wake up to that, but they're feeling better now. It's amazing how little kids can puke and rally and go back to being like, like after they just projectile vomited. So
I can't go to school, but I'm totally fine.
So yeah, that was my morning. They're doing good now, but yeah. not great most of the day.
It was a great start, but hey.
Right. So how you finish?
That's right. All right. Well, there you go. House of Hain, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Guidebook Beats, who asked the question.
Do you guys think QJ was nervous catching from Herbert more than Stick? I would like to see QJ and Stick just give us plays like that bomb yesterday. Let our franchise QB sit the rest of the season. Also, can Staley please let us see what Spiller can do? Boat up, brothers.
Well, you know, it's interesting. As soon as I saw Stick go out there and as soon as I saw Q catch that ball from Stick, I looked at Kevin and I was like, who has more practice with QJ during this offseason?
Yeah.
Probably Stick. So they probably do have a little bit more charisma, I guess, with each other as far as like knowing where they're going to be and how to throw to him and all that good stuff. So I don't know. We might see a resurgence of Q in a season that doesn't matter for the rest of these games. Well, but
it'd be great to get him out of the worst first round pick that's ever been drafted conversation.
Yeah. So have a couple games here at the end. I think there's still a lot of fun things to watch in this Chargers football team. Mm-hmm. We're not playing for a playoff spot, but there's still a lot of storylines and things that are going to push towards the offseason of what this team's going to look like next year. Mm-hmm. You just got to dig for him and know what you're looking for, but there's still a lot to watch.
Yeah. 100%. And yeah, we saw a little bit of Spiller during this last game, a couple of chunk runs, no like run for the races or anything, but
what we had the live stream, we laughed really hard. I was like, he's a big boy, let the big boy run. I can't remember what we were laughing at. It was ridiculous.
That doesn't ring a bell for me.
It was something happened. I can't remember, but it's nice seeing a big back just like take on three blockers and go forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that he got in there. So, you know, Austin obviously isn't going to meet any of his thresholds for his contract bonuses. No. That's just not going to happen. No. So why not see what the guys that are going to be on contract next year can do? Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's my thought at least.
Yeah, it would be fun to see. We'll find out as the season goes on.
It's like at the same time, all of this stuff that we'd like to see is Coach Staley's fighting for his job or a next job. So he's not just going to roll over and treat it like preseason.
That's a very good point.
Sure.
We'll see what happens there, Guidebook Beats, but thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Hangry Seth, who asked the question.
Whoa, look at Stick, bro. Sticking it to QJ. Also, did you see Spiller finally play? Felt like a dad watching his son play for the first time. Then he got sent back to the bench. Not cool, bro. Like, give my boy a chance. So, who's Easton's backup gonna be? Okay, love you. Bye.
Starts with a D, ends with an N.
You.
What does that spell? Duggan. Maxi Poo.
That's right. Yeah, who forgot he was on the team?
Yeah. Well, he hasn't been. He's been on the practice squad. So,
the seventh round pick of the 2023 NFL draft. Do you think we might see like a start from Max in one of these games at some point, or do you think it's just going to be Stick?
It'll Stick. Be Stick.
Well, if our offensive line keeps playing the way they're doing, we'll probably see Max at some point.
Ouch.
Ouch.
I'm just calling it as I see it.
No, I know.
They had like six sacks on us yesterday, which is psychotic.
Right. But it would be, I mean, I know we saw a little bit of play. I would like to see Max just because I don't think we're holding on to Stick. Stick's just on a one-year deal. So I would love to see more of Max on a just-in-case situation, because who knows where Stick's going to go after this year.
If he plays well, maybe we do sign him to another two-year deal and keep him as the backup. Mm-hmm. Him and Justin already have. I mean, he's been on the team as long as Justin has been here. Like, Easton's been there. So
that's true.
And maybe, hey, play well enough, we'll give you another backup. He's not going to go get a starting job somewhere. So,
right.
That's just who he is right now.
That's right. We'll see. But yeah, Max Duggan is the backup there. Hangry Seth, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Andrew Ramsey, who asked the question.
Well, we've officially crossed our divide as fans. Whichever side you're on, it's just a game. It's not worth destroying yourself and others emotionally. I look forward to seeing what Stick can do the rest of the season, and
hoping to play spoilers to one of these playoff-bound teams we're about to face. That being said, how much you want to bet Eric Weddle was laughing his ass off somewhere in the stands yesterday with his Super Bowl ring on? He brought the bad energy that overpowered the magic that could have been. Am I right? Hey.
Yeah, we didn't get to see any of the halftime, so I have no idea. No. I didn't get to see shit. I didn't know Eric Weddle was there. So
yeah, there was a lot of people there. We saw Tomlinson, and yeah, obviously Phil was the big guy there that everybody was talking about. Yeah. But yeah, apparently Eric Weddle was there as well. And yeah, I mean, whatever you want to point
bad,
to.
Any bad energy that he would have brought would have been canceled out or trumped by Phil and Antonio Gates.
Like so, very good point.
Yeah, it's, I don't think you can, it'd be nice to blame, I guess if you want to blame it on Weddle, you can.
But that smile from Phil and seeing his kids there with him was...
maybe it was too much pressure.
It might have been.
And being there is like, what do we have to live up to all this expectation. These are Hall of Famers. Justin, run.
Yeah.
And Everett jumping 3 seconds before the ball was thrown.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
We don't have a tight end. Let's just call it.
Tight end, center, offseason, corner. Let's do it. And corner. Those three. Let's go. Got to get that figured out. Toot sweet.
Probably a lot more, actually.
It's probably a lot more.
I'm still center guy. First round center guy.
First round center. Yeah. Let's see what happens. All right. Andrew Ramsey, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Bolt Blaze, who asked the question.
Hey, what I miss? Is it me or was Joe Lombardi offense much more productive?
He wasn't calling the plays, though. 100% wasn't calling shit. They cut to him up there in the booth. So, yeah, he wasn't as involved as I thought he was.
He was up in the booth and he was on his phone. He saw the camera. He's like, oh, shit. Break 1-9.
He's Derek Ansley of the Cowboys. The Broncos. Yeah. He's just sitting there. He works during the week, and then on Sundays he gets to travel and watch the game.
Yeah, I'm sure the buffets are nice up there.
But it didn't look that different. Like, it was screens and trying to run the ball and short passes. Like, it looked a lot like it. Was it effective? Yeah, because we didn't play well, but that doesn't mean that it was different. That was the same when we had productive weeks. That's what we looked like in the last couple of years. So, yeah, it was that was what it was.
Yeah,
what. Russell had like 27 completions for like 230. It's like, yeah, that's a dink and dunk kind of offense.
Yep, dink and dunk kind of day. But yeah, I think
I don't want him back if that's what you're insinuating.
No.
Yeah, if that's what you're trying to imply.
Head coach? Lombardi, is that what you want? Yeah, Lombardi head coach.
I think the fans might burn SoFi to the ground. That'd if be that hard. Ended up happening. But great question, Bolt Blaze. Thank you for asking it. Let's move it on now to BC Bolt Fan, who asked the question.
Is our season over? Yes. Is our beautiful franchise QB injured and will probably be out the rest of the season? Yes. However, we still weren't the biggest losers of the day. The biggest loser of the day was Karen Mahomes whining about the refs when it was an obvious penalty. The fact that he complained to Josh Allen after the game as well is so freaking pathetic. He sounded like a 5-year-old whining about not getting the newest G.I. Joe or some BS like that. I sincerely hope in Week 18, the Chiefs need to beat us to win the division, and we beat them in our building to not only deny them winning the division, but not make the playoffs as well.
Oh, that would be sweet. We do have two, we have to beat the Raiders. That's almost like our Super Bowl now.
This Thursday is the biggest game of the season, in my opinion. Yeah. We got to sweep one of these fucking teams.
The biggest game remaining is the Raider game this Thursday night. If we can win that game, I will be very, very happy.
Yes.
But when that week 18 game against the Chiefs, because they're only a game up on the Broncos right now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if we can, if we can knock them off, that would be...
We're getting into Justin petty season back. Here. Oh, yeah. We're in the petty part of our season.
We're there.
Yeah. That's what's happening. We're turning into the Tom Petty, Petty Pendergrass.
I support this message.
Podcast for this remainder of the season.
Let's go.
Yeah, and Patrick Mahomes is the worst person in the world.
Oh.
The thing is, he's been doing this his whole career.
Oh, yeah.
But unless you play him twice a year and you go to the games and watch it, you don't realize it. It's not publicized when he gets up and whines every time he gets touched.
Yeah.
But he does it always. This is not a new thing. I heard all these people saying like, oh, well, last week they missed a bunch of calls too. I think it was against Green Bay. They're like, they missed this call and that call and they didn't say anything. I'm like, I guarantee you he said something. 100%. Just didn't get caught on camera.
He wasn't mic'd up at the moment.
Yeah. Like that little like interaction with Josh Allen. Josh Allen gave him like a dad, like, get out of here, baby. Like, you patted him on the back. Yeah. Like, get out of here, you child.
It's just sportsmanship. Like, deal with it.
You lost a couple games. This is the first time you've been 8-5 in your career, and now you're melting down like a little baby.
Yeah.
Let them melt. Like, continue.
The other thing, Dan Orlovsky, I think it was, like, what an incredible play. Like, I can't even believe that kind of play exists. I'm like, oh, did you watch the Charger game?
We did that like 3 weeks ago.
Same exact thing. Yeah.
The greatest play of the season.
Groundbreaking play. They probably just watched us and copied it.
Yeah.
And they're like, and Patrick's like, I'm just mad that the greatness of football is going to be tarnished. I'm like, oh my God, I hate you so much. I hate him more now.
No. If he was worse,
dude. And then his wife was posting videos too about like, had like the ref zoomed in on him from the stands, put MVP.
Like, I don't understand what the issue is. It was a penalty. He was lined up offside.
Right.
And apparently he did it all game.
Yeah.
Like, they're just mad that they finally called it. But would you want him to call it all four times too? And they're mad like, oh, but in that play, he threw the flag before the ball was snapped.
Right.
So it's not like he saw the play and then threw the flag. He's probably like, oh shoot, that was a tough call. That was a tough play for me to throw that flag. But he was offside. Like, you can't honestly cry about it when he committed the penalty.
It was blatant offsides.
There have been way too many times that the Chiefs have been bailed out by very similar situations. And if you cried about those times where you're like, no, wait, the other team, that's a bad call, ref, we shouldn't win this. Yeah. Then you might have a leg to stand on, but you 100%. Don't. Like, if you are just going to cry Super Bowl when it last doesn't year go your way.
Because you got touched out of bounds and you flew your hands up in the air and had a seizure.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you don't get that privilege.
Yeah, don't get it.
Sorry, Pat.
Both ways, dude. Or it has to go both ways. Otherwise, it can't just be whenever it happens to you that you cry about it. It has. Right. If you want to do that, then start crying for when it happens the other side.
Yeah. Sure.
Then you got something to go with. But until then, you're just a big baby that resides in Kansas City.
That's right.
So, BC Bolt fan, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Big Red Bolts fan, who asked the question.
We just watched a match that rang so fantastic that a memorial shall be made and wrapped up in plastic, then placed upon a shrine for the instantly classic. Wait, did my brain just somehow turn into plastic? Nay, my gray mass has not gone spastic, nor are my thoughts less malleable or elastic. Yet I feel my guts are bloody ripe gastric. Did ye ask of my behaviors dramatic? Nay, you cotton-headed ninny muggins, I'm like being totally sarcastic. What fun I had planned with that word that was cast in the episode I watched, the one before last. Once our thrashing of ye old donkeys had passed, instead we must raise our dear flag to half-staff. And as we salute to the glory that's past, a question I shall give as one must be asked. Rivers and gates, can one surpass such class? Well, daggummit to you, son of a lass. A K-love you by is overdue, alas. And would a quick FTR be too crass?
So good. Always.
Wow. I would be really curious how much time you spend on these Big Red Bulls fan lines. I got to imagine they start immediately after we air our episode on Tuesday. And then
maybe he's just that gifted. Though.
He's that's creative. Very talented.
Yeah. No, that's a lot of fun.
I just wish you would get wins and have these for wins, because this is a lot of work for losses. So fun, I appreciate you, Big Red Bulls.
Absolutely appreciate you. But the question he shall give and one must be asked, rivers and gates, can one surpass such class? To the absolute class.
Nay.
Nay, silly mini muggins. Yeah. Those guys just were such a big rays of sunshine in looking at those tweets.
They're best friends.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it's so obvious that they're best friends. And even Phil said that they're like,
if they weren't, we believe they are.
They are. Yeah, no one can tell me otherwise. And they shared, they sat next to each other in the locker room for however long they were on the team. So
that is true.
That's best friend material.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So we totally agree. Big Red Bolts fan. Thank you, buddy, for giving us another awesome poem. Let's move it on now to the Daily Poo.
Certified fresh.
Who asked the question?
I'm writing this during the game, so I'm not sure how it will age. The team looks unorganized and completely dysfunctional, having to burn timeouts just to get plays off. And I just don't see a world in which we decided to let Brandon continue coaching. With the shit show of a game that I'm watching right now, do you think that Brandon Staley will be our coach against the Raiders next week? Also, how do you guys feel about keeping Tom Telesco as GM?
There's so far has been no word. I mean, there's a lot of people saying Brandon's seat is the hottest one in the league right now. No word about him being let go as of yet.
It doesn't, the way the Chargers have done this in the past, like he's gonna coach out the season. Like they're not gonna cut ties. Like you're not gonna cut him right 4 days of preparation before a Thursday night game. Like you still got to get a team ready to play. So this point, what good does it do getting rid of him? It really doesn't do much. So
right,
let him finish out the season, say thank you at the end, and move on. The bigger question is Tom Telesco. That's the bigger question.
Yeah.
That's the big one, because that's a much bigger investment for the Chargers to go find a guy that's going to help them guide the franchise. And they back to back 10-year GMs. Like, mm-hmm. It was AJ Smith for 10 years, him for 10 years. So that this is like a serious hire that you don't mess around with. Like it's not like a coach you can get rid of in a couple of years. So
right,
that'll be interesting to see what they decide.
Yeah, big time. And a lot of people were pointing out it would not have been good look if they fired him, you know, right after the game on Sunday, because apparently yesterday was Brandon Staley's birthday. So that would have been really
that's a tough
awkward
one. But yeah, there's got to be a little heart in that building. You can't be too
would hope
that'd be really mean.
I mean, the one thing that I know some people would say, and I don't know how true that would be, is if like you brought in an interim head coach, whether that's Kellen Moore, or some people are saying put Ficken in as the interim head coach, is you get to at least see what they could bring to the table as head coaches.
Yeah. It's a live interview,
but at the same time, like, is that a fair live interview for them to just kind of get dumped into a position and have to try to perform or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would be,
I mean, they would have to agree to do it. I don't know. Sure. I feel like it's all kind of a little bit in shambles right now. And I don't know exactly the what would be the best way forward. Mm-hmm. It feels a little bit like you play out the season. You don't toss one of these guys in an unfavorable position. They probably don't want to be the interim head coach right now with what's going on with the team. So
sure. Yeah.
It feels like you're right. I also don't want to give the Raiders the satisfaction of firing our coach after a Raider game or a Bronco game or a Chief game. That's pretty much all we got left. So, I don't know. I don't really understand the benefit as it is right now, to get rid of him. It's not as if we're going to turn the season around and go to the playoffs. We're not interviewing guys yet as it is, unless it's somebody retired, I guess. But I would imagine I imagine it will happen pretty quick. And I think Tommy T will be gone too. I don't really know what he's done to be like, yeah, you're an incredible GM, we're gonna keep you.
Right.
We just haven't won. So I don't know. Like that's what this business is winning. How are you gonna keep your job for 10 years when you've never won anything?
Mm-hmm. No.
Like, do we even have an AFC West in the last 10 years? No.
No. Negative.
So, yeah, he's never won anything.
Yeah. Time to move it on. But the Daily Poo, thank you for asking the question.
Let's be a stranger.
Yeah, do not be a stranger with a name like that. Let's move it on now to Anthony Tony Francis, who asked the question.
Oh, my sweet baby Jesus, seeing a little pookie bear go down with a broken index finger just breaks my heart. Assuming we are basically eliminated from playoff contention, would you play Justin Herbert again this season with a broken finger if you're the head coach? FTR.
No, he's done.
No way.
Yeah.
Dude, this that we have how many more years with him? Eight? Like, go heal the best you could possibly heal right now.
Oh, yeah.
There's no benefit. If anything, I don't even, I'm not going to say we're going to tank. The fact that it's fucking up my brain. But not winning isn't the worst setup.
Who am I?
I don't even know who I am right now. But not winning all these games isn't the worst thing anymore. Because right. Then you're looking at draft position, and maybe it's more enticing for a new head coach to come in with a top 10 pick with everything else. So that's the grossest thing I've said in a long time, because I am not for tanking, but I don't think there's...
We'll get the soap.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You need soap in your mouth.
Rinse it off.
I'm ashamed.
Christmas story status.
Shamed.
But yeah, no, Justin Herbert absolutely just needs to rest and just be as in peak condition as he could possibly be for next year.
We got to get him ready for golf in the offseason. Like, he's not going to be playing golf anytime soon. You know he's a happier guy when he's to play golf.
He didn't get to all last offseason.
And it hasn't been his best year so far. So, like, maybe he just needs more golf and get on the fucking surgery and get back into golf.
There you go. Anthony Tony Francis, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to the K-Man, who asked the question. Many fans are calling for Herbert to be benched for the rest of the season to save him. Oh, if he has surgery on his throwing hand, that will happen. However, if he doesn't do the three of you feel, the season's over and they might as well bench and shoot for the high pick. Thanks. Hey.
If he can play and it's not as bad as we all think it is, go play. And if it's not going to end, you know, make it worse. But I don't think that's what is happening here.
It's a fracture at the end of the day. That's 4 to 6 weeks, no matter what. Like, that's just the normal healing time. You usually have a cast on for 4 to 6 weeks. So yeah. I don't know why you would rush him. Like, to get him back would be like rushing the healing along.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand why there's no rush. The idea would be to rush it.
Yeah, there's absolutely no rush right now to do any of that. So, I wouldn't say
We're not a pro tank podcast, right?
No, not at all. Not saying to shoot for the high pick by any stretch, but there's no reason to have Herbert come back for any. There's nothing there. There's no reason. Games,
let's try to run the ball a little bit, huh?
Hey,
let's go.
Let's see what we got.
We're gonna have to.
Yeah. Even if it's Stick out there running, we're going to have to.
Somebody has to run the ball.
Somebody better run, damn it.
Honestly, there's something to be said for this upcoming game where they don't have any tape on him whatsoever. So the Raiders are going to be a short week preparing for a new quarterback. Good luck, Pirate Hookers.
That's right.
Good luck.
All right. K-Man, the K-Man, thank you for asking the question. Moving on now to Carl Bowling-Toft.
Carl.
And shout out to Kevin E. Fisk and Adam Mundwarf, but I'm going with Carl on this one, who asks the question.
Do we win another game this year? Will we stick with Stick? Or will we tank, which is a completely foreign concept to me as a European sports fan, where there is no draft and the reward for losing too much is a relegation?
So true.
It's true.
Dude, it's like watching, like, I watch Premier League soccer, and the end of the season, it's almost as fun to watch the teams battling to win the whole thing as it is the teams battling just to stay in the league.
Not get to
those ones
it.
Are just as heated. Yeah. Because it's like, imagine going, you have an NFL team that you're rooting for, and now they're in the USFL, and you're like, well, this is not
fun shit. At all.
Yeah. And you have no money, and you can't buy good players, and you have to find a way to win and get back up to the NFL. But then when you get there, you still don't have any good players and you're just surviving. It's like, it's a crazy system.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're not tanking. We're just going to try our best to win, but yes, we probably won't win that many of them.
I think we're winning Thursday. I think we're going to beat the Raiders. I feel
the Raiders
good about
just
that.
Lost 3-0 to the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
We got this.
You heard it here first, folks. Big boy endorses.
We got this. Perfect timing.
All right.
So confident.
That's what I'm here for. All right. Carl, Kevin, Adam, thank you guys for asking the question. Let's move on now to Derwin's Dirty Duck, who asked the question.
So, Herbert gone for the season with a broken digit.
Kid's hands must be made of butter. Anyway, hope he mends well and comes back firing next season. But it's stick time. They must like something about this kid to keep him there for, I think, 5 seasons now. He made some good throws in the second half in what must have felt like being a deer in the headlights to him. I'm keen to see what the boy can do over the next few weeks with some consistent reps with the number one squad. The season is over, so let's enjoy this storyline for now and see if Stick Boy can win some games. Do you all think he can step up and put some W's on the board?
Does Stick Boy become Stick Man by the end of the season? Let's go.
Stick Boy.
Stick Man. Stick Man or Kick Man and Stick Boy.
Kick Man. Stick Boy. Oh shit.
It's a shirt. Boy. That's definitely a shirt.
Kickman Stick Boy.
A new shirt in a while. Kickman and Stick Boy.
That's funny.
Yeah, he's gonna put a W on the board this Thursday. You heard it already. Let's go.
I'm excited, dude. Look at a new quarterback. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You only have to wait 3 days to get that yucky L out of our mouth.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on now.
I mean, we got this, right?
We got this.
Don't laugh.
I'm not.
It makes us laugh.
Not
sound like you're honest.
We got this.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's unfortunate to see Herbert go down, but at the very least, we want to see a dub on this Thursday. So be there for it. Derwin's Dirty Duck, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Movie Fan Z, who asked the question.
Are we about to see Herbert be the next Chargers QB wasted by this ownership group and coaching staff? He is so talented, and yet I feel like, just like with Philip Rivers and Dan Fouts, he's going to be the next on the list of QBs wasted by this team. We desperately need a new head coach at the end of the season, because if we don't get someone that will help Herbert, then he is going to want to leave for another team, and we will have to draft another one in the near future. What sucks is that for my birthday, I got tickets to see the team play the Raiders in Vegas next week for Thursday Night Football, and this coaching staff has ruined this team this year.
Hot take.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, as Charger fans that have been in a fan for any length of time at this point could see this. It's understandable to feel this same kind of sentiment that the careers were wasted because we've never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We've never won a Super Bowl. That you can't twist that any other way. So if you don't win a Super Bowl, then you view these careers as being wasted. But
There's a lot of guys in the Hall of Fame that have never, like Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl. His career wasn't a waste. Like, right. I get what he means, though. Like,
yeah, and I totally get what he means.
You're not taking enough advantage of what you have.
Right.
And I think a lot of that is already kind of gone with Herbert's rookie contract being done.
Right.
He's now going to be he's the highest paid quarterback. Well, second now.
Second Burrow, now, yeah.
We'll be third behind Dak next year. So, but he's going to take up a majority of your cap space. So
exactly.
We got to get creative, and yeah, I think a new coaching staff and a new GM are going to be what it takes to.
We just got to get one. If we can get one, then there's absolutely zero waste to this. So he's still got a long career ahead of him.
Totally.
And all we got to do is figure out a way to put it together, but just not going to be this season, unfortunately. So
you just got to start drafting well. You start drafting well, you get guys on rookie contracts that are contributing, and then that's Flesco. So if we can shore that up, we'll be okay having a really highly paid quarterback.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll get by.
That was hard to say, huh?
Wow. Listen, we got this. All right.
Highly paid quarterback.
All right. Movie Fan Z, thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now.
Have fun at the game, dude.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Be safe.
Have fun and happy early birthday for you, bud.
Yeah.
On the Stick Boy.
Yeah. Let's move on now to Boltzilla, who asked the question. Is it time to shake up the offensive line? When Zion was drafted, it was speculated he could play center as well as guard. I think it's time to give that a shot. Especially if the Lindsley retirement rumors are true. Clapp just can't seem to recognize stunts or delayed blitzes, and it's causing too much pressure up the middle. I'm rooting for the Bolts and will be optimistic to win out. But if playoff hopes are gone, why not see what we got so we can potentially save valuable draft capital on a center next year?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That's interesting. I don't remember Zion being touted as a possible center.
And I think we're all thinking about it in terms of it's like preseason. Like there's still, like Kyle said, they're still trying to win football games. So it's Clapp is not the guy. We know that. It's pretty obvious. As soon as Lindsay went down.
We knew that last year. He stepped in last year.
Our offensive line fell up, like really went down once he was in the lineup. And, you know, it is what it is. So. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think coach keeps talking about him. Like, he's doing great. He's giving us an opportunity to win. Like, I don't know what I might not know how to watch football. But maybe. I don't know.
We'll see. I mean, who knows what kind of shakeups we might see with these remaining games. But we'll keep an eye on it. Boltzilla, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Landon Sumner, who asked the question.
What's up, Bolt fan? I know we all feel like a shit stain on a disabled chimpanzee's diaper.
Oh my God.
But I feel like it's only up from here. Like, there's no way we could, like, get any worse in any way ever. And it's not like Herbert is hurt or anything. Man, I really shouldn't have started drinking so early, or I might miss something important. Oh, well. Anyways, my question is, can we get a segment other than Coach's Corner where Coach Kyle can just have, like, negative rants? Look, I know you guys are shamelessly positive, and I love that about you guys in this podcast. It's what drew me in, and what we will keep here is as long as you guys do it. But Kyle's 1 to 3 minute outbursts over this season have been funnier than brain lagging Kevin. Have a great week, Bolt fam. And remember, we're ready for any squad, any place. Wait, I'm not on the Charger ship.
Brain lagging Kevin.
Brain lagging Kevin.
Did it on the last
shots
question.
Fired.
About a quarter back.
Headphones are off. And he's gone. Landon. You ruined it. Well, I'm your co-host, Bulldog, sitting with my buddy, Kyle, the coach.
Maybe Landon will be on the show here next week.
And it's sitting in for Kevin is Landon Sumner. Oh, he almost came back. He changed his mind.
Kevin,
come back. His brain must be lagging.
Wilson, come back.
There he is.
Just need a second to cool off.
Is your brain lag?
Yep.
You had a little brain lag?
It's all right, Landon.
Dude, I had them. I had people that usually come after me.
I don't like how this feels.
It doesn't feel good.
No, it doesn't.
You're a brain lagger. Kevin, brain lagging Duggan.
He was drunk, Kevin. Leave him alone. He didn't know what he was saying.
Sure.
But yeah, Kyle's 1 to 3 minute outburst over the season. Dude, did you even realize you were doing it?
No, there's no way to make this a segment because if I did it, it's just too organic. There was no intention behind it.
Exactly.
So, I mean, we could clip them and toss them up there as a segment, but... No, I can't. I can't have like a planned out. This is what I'm going to be negative about rant segment. I don't know if I can. I don't think I can do that.
No, they just kind of happen.
Yeah.
So, that's what makes them funny.
Yeah, they come out of nowhere.
Like, yeah, it's like
nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition, and nobody expects Kyle, the coach Duggan, to have a 1 to 3 minute outburst. So
that happens. Though.
It just happened. So, Landon. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to Salty Sports Guy.
I'm looking forward to this new rivalry with Kevin Landon.
Salty Sports Guy. Let's move it on. Who asked the question?
I haven't felt this hopeless about the Chargers since 2000 season, but I have to remember how great we turned out after that. We definitely need some magic in the offseason. Outside of coaching changes, what's the first thing you do this off season to turn things around?
2000 season, Rick. How bad was that season?
I guess it must have been pretty bad.
Must have been a bad one.
23 years ago.
Gary.
Yeah, that was pre
spooky.
Well, we can't be too.
Was that the Ryan Leaf season?
It might have been. Yeah, it was like he was in the late 90s.
Because I feel like Phil came onto the scene in 03.
Sounds about right.
I think, if I'm remembering correctly.
Oh, the thing is, we are one in 15, boys.
That's hey, right. Right.
Those are the good old days.
Good old days. Those were the days.
We'll bounce back.
Yeah, but
we got Justin Herbert. So that's all, you know. No, well, not any more this season, but we have Justin Herbert. So
the first thing you do this offseason is you get those things, those glass cases, and you put them around Justin's hands. So he's got to grab them like mitts, and he's got to swing the golf club like that.
That's going to mess up his
hands. Protect his hands. Sure. I don't care. Protect his hands. That's the first thing you do.
Protect his hands.
Protect your hands. What else could they do, guys? Help me out here. That was a joke answer, by the way. I don't know if you picked up on that.
There's just so much that has to be done. I don't even know what the roster even looks like. I remember we looked at it the other day, and it's like half the team is not under contract any longer at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to have to overhaul a lot of the top end of our salary cap. Mm-hmm. I think you have to go from a team that has like 6 A players and a bunch of C's to like 1 A player and then a whole team of B's, and you can be more consistent and have more depth. Because our receiver room, 2 years in a row now, one guy gets hurt and it's just like
it's the domino effect. Yeah, mm-hmm.
We just don't have enough quality depth at that. I mean, Alex Erickson is the stud. You know,
yeah, like shaping up. Yeah.
Last year we had another guy who was a little guy from Cal Poly.
I'm trying to remember. I can't remember his freaking name. Guy.
I can't remember his name either. He was the training camp all-star.
I know.
We're obsessed with.
It's killing me.
He's the one that dodged the handoff in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. He sure is.
You're so right about that, Kevin.
I remember that vividly. I can't remember his name.
There was no lagging in that thought. We're all brain lagging.
Shoot. Come on. No, we have to. We can't move on.
Can't. Bandy, Michael Bandy.
Michael Bandy, fuck.
Oh, Michael freaking Bandy.
God.
Pick it up. We're not leaving all that in there, obviously. So,
yeah, Michael Bandy.
Michael freaking Bandy. So yeah, I mean, that's just like those are the guys that you're forcing to have be big parts of the offense 2 consecutive years now.
Yeah.
So it's just, yeah, I don't know. We need a tight end. We just have to have a tight end. You have to have a tight end to be a good football team. There's no way around it. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff. I don't really know what the one thing
what to the fix order the
team is because we had a good team. We should have won a lot of games, and we're losing by 1 score.
Right.
Obviously not this week.
We were in a lot of games. Games that had one little thing been different, we could have walked away with the W, but we didn't.
So I don't know if it's a implode everything, but it feels like it's going to be just due to timing of contracts and everything. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be an interesting year too with that many guys that could leave or stay, is that if you bring in a new defensive coordinator, new offensive coordinator, that's like a good year, I guess, to come in and help mold what you want to be a part of that offense or defense and not just be stuck with guys.
You don't have a giant payroll. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's going to be more about the draft and you know, draft for sure than anything else. But, you know, you'll get to decide kind of shape the team how you see fit a little bit easier, I guess, is the silver lining I can think of for that.
A lot of good points there, guys. Salty sports guy, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to King David DHBC, who asked the question. Do the owners and GMs not see what's going on with the team? What will it take for a total eureka? We need changes.
I mean, they see what we see plus more. Like they had all the things
behind. They've got the meetings and facilities and emails.
I mean, they see everything.
GPS trackers
every day.
Yeah.
And
they got it all.
They're meeting with the coach every single week. So yeah, they know everything we know plus a gajillion times.
Yeah.
So if it, I don't know, We don't know a whole lot at all. We watch what we hear on the broadcast, which I guarantee you, if you just turn the broadcast off and watch the game without that influence, you would see the game differently. A lot of our opinion and bias as fans is based on what these god awful broadcasters,
talking heads, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Because it's hard. You hear it all the time, and you're going to hear it consistently, and it's always the same storyline.
Right.
And then on Monday mornings when it's like Rex Ryan going off about how terrible Coach Staley is, you're like, oh yeah, maybe he is, you know, like,
right,
maybe don't he does they know this really bad, maybe he should go back to D3,
yeah,
you know. But it's like those guys are in the building with them every single day, talking to them, understanding their game plans, and seeing what they're trying to do, whether they execute it or not. So yeah, they see plus a lot more.
Yeah. So as far as what it would take, I mean, a season like this,
it's already done.
Might be that eureka moment, though, to make them realize. We've
already underperformed so much. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see what happens there, King David. But thank you for asking the question. Moving on now to Athir Kadir.
Athir.
Who asked the question.
Georgia Chat, Bulldog, my baby. I'm hoping we beat Denver. I wrote this earlier. I want to ask this very important question to my buddy Kyle, the coach. He must answer first. Then you, my baby, and Kevin last, LOL. Let's say the Chargers miss the playoffs and have a losing season, baby. I'm sure they clean house. No excuse for the disaster, baby. My question, coach, I want Herbo to get involved in the process of who the next coach is, or GM, or both, baby. I want him to tell Dean and John Spanos, you paid me to get this team to the promised land. Enough is enough. I want to be involved in the process, baby. That is my question. Will he do it? Let me hear you, baby. Love you, my boys. FTR Herbert, my baby, number 10 forever. Baby!
All right. So the question's to you there, Kyle. Will Justin go in there and say, listen here, Dean. You hey, gave Dino. Me money, so now I'm telling you what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on your payroll, but listen up.
Yeah, open.
There's just nothing about that scenario that adds up to being something that will actually happen. One, Dean Spanos allowing a player to tell him what to do. He doesn't let anyone tell him what to do. So no, that's not going to happen. And Justin Herbert is not that kind of player. He's not that kind of teammate or employee that he's going to come up and say, I get to pick the coach and GM. I'm the captain now. None of those add up.
Unless this is that season where his fingers have been hurt so many times. He's like, I'm sick of this shit. He just turns full like
Hulk.
Just opposite. Yeah. Just hulks out and just like starts stealing other players' lunch money and like
becomes a bully.
Giving them swirlies in the bathroom. Like,
oh shit.
It's just like, don't mess with Justin, man. He'll kick your ass.
Don't look at him. Yeah. Don't look him in the eyes.
Yeah. And even like bass. Dean, he's like pulling Justin punches.
Justin Seabass like, Herbert.
Yeah. What'd you say, John? Yeah. What I thought.
Bitch.
He's got like a sleeveless leather jacket with studs and stuff.
Let's go.
This might like be that season. Justin. We'll see. But yeah, Athir, I don't think that will be the case on either side. Like Kyle said, Dean's not that kind of a owner and Justin's not that kind of a QB. So it would be nice if they were like, hey, Justin, do you want to come in and be a part of the hiring process? And then yes, that's certainly a possibility. But as far as like telling him what's what and how it's going to go, that would not be the case.
And usually track record for players having involvement in these kind of hires, like Aaron Rodgers and that kind of stuff, like bringing guys on the roster, it hasn't panned out, at least in recent memory. I don't know. You don't get a lot of the info who's getting access and who's getting to say what they want about the new hire, but there's probably people more qualified for that.
So thank you, Athir, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Daryl 21, who asked the question.
Hello, my peeps. It's the late third quarter in a mess of a game, and I'm almost hesitant to ask anything because I know this week's Ask Bull Fam may be ugly, but here goes. Is it just me, or does this loss fall on Kellen Moore and our entire offensive coaching staff? The calls this season have flat out sucked. The O-line can't do squat. The receivers are dropping everything. And yeah, I do blame Staley for hiring this offensive coaching staff. Hoo-ha! This whole season has been a train wreck across the board. What say you guys? It's the start of the fourth quarter, and I'm already onto the offseason and the draft. I'm sure I'm not the only one to say this, but time to blow this thing up. Pull a John McClane, grab some C4, strap it to a chair, and toss it into the coaching room. Who f***ing ha? Well, can't wait till Tuesday's episode. Hang tight, Wooldog. Your voice may give out on this one. K-love you, bye.
I love the energy when people post mid-game. There's a certain kind of extra bite to it.
We've not had this before. This season, we've had a lot of people like,
I gotta get my thoughts out right now.
Yeah, mid-game, before I know how this is going to end. It's been interesting, and it's kind of a different energy. I'm enjoying it. But yeah, does the blame fall on Kellen Moore, do you think? Partial blame, full blame, no blame.
There's blame there, for
you
sure.
You gotta have blame there. Like, you have to. I don't know.
Because you gotta have blame, blame.
Blame.
I gotta have blame, blame. Baby!
Kellen!
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, injuries have sucked. Some really key guys going down in bad spots.
But. Yeah, like last year, we were dealing with a ton of injuries in very key positions. And this year, I don't think we have as many injuries, but we still have some very crucial injuries that have really just taken the wind out of our sails, starting with Mike Williams and now Joey Bosa. And there have been other guys that have missed some time out there on the field, like Eckler earlier on in the season when he got the high ankle sprain. And like Kyle said, like, we've got a lot of A players. If we had a lot more B players, we might have a little bit more of a shot here when those A's go down.
I just think I'm done blaming injuries.
Yeah.
I think I'm just done with that altogether, because no matter how bad, even last season, I just think if you're a good enough coach, you can scheme around your injuries. You really can. Like, look at what the Cincinnati Bengals are doing without Joe Burrow.
Absolutely.
Like, they're putting up points and they're winning big. So I just don't know. And we had Justin the whole time. It's not as if we had our quarterback down. So I don't know. I said injuries, but I don't know if I can blame that. I think some of it has to fall on them. I wouldn't be confident in saying this is what they're doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't seem like they're not optimizing our opportunities for whatever reason. And they know more about football than I do. So there's got to be a purpose behind it. But it does just feel like, how do you not get a running game going at all?
Yeah.
At all. Like, at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's so bad. And yeah, I don't know. I really don't know what the answer is. It's not my full-time job. I'm not sitting watching hours and hours of film every night to compare and contrast what we've done last year, this year. But we all watch football on Sunday and it's not working. So the last three games, what we have, like, feels like 3 points.
Right. Yeah. Hard to pinpoint it there, Daryl 21, but thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Mr. Peck R, who asked the question.
That game. Ugh. Like Herbert and Staley, I've moved on to focus on beating those goose egg eating mother effers, the Raiders, who we will stick a victory right up their proverbial ass. Deep breath, Bobby. Deep breath in and out. Okay. Now that I'm calmer, as much as I wish I could be management that takes Patrick Kermit the Frog Mahomes complaint phone call, I would rather be Daniel Popper asking the Spanos some fun questions. I could think of several questions I would like to ask, but for now I have two for you. What question would you ask Mr. Big Shot Spanos that he would have to answer? And two, what's your favorite winter holiday song? BTFU, FTR, and K-Love You Bye.
If you had to ask Spanos a question that he had to answer, no getting out of it. He's got to answer it. What would you ask him? What's your PIN number?
And he has to answer honestly, no lying.
What's
no
the last question? Four of your social?
Yeah, exactly.
I've got a loan to take out.
I'd be like, are you ever going to sell the team?
It's a good question.
It's a good question.
Like he has to answer honestly. Could that ever happen?
He has to answer honestly. Yeah. Truth serum. Yeah. I would ask, do you care if the Chargers win?
Ooh.
I really don't think he cares.
Cut him to the quick.
That is hot. That's a Popper-esque question right there.
I really think he team because it makes him a lot of money. I don't think he cares if the Chargers win or not.
It's a valid question.
Sad.
Very sad. let's turn it around. What's your favorite winter holiday song?
Santa Baby. I don't love holiday music.
I don't love Christmas.
I love Christmas.
I'm not a Christmas guy.
No, that's not the point. I love Christmas. Definitely my favorite holiday. Mm. I just don't love the music that's just beat over your head. I worked in retail for a while, and it's just too much. You just listen to the same songs over and over and over and over.
Right.
And they never come out with new ones, so I don't love it. I don't hate it. I don't have like
a, you don't pop on like the South Park Christmas songs. Oh, like that, Christmas Time in Hell, or
that's the, yeah,
sorry,
Swiss Colony Beef Log. Nothing.
Nope.
All right.
I do.
I've been a big fan of Who's That Santa Claus. There's a bunch of versions out there, but there's one specifically by the Muppets where it's Dr. Teeth and the gang and they sing Who's That Santa Claus, and I get a little too into it, I'll say.
That's awesome.
God, there's that one song on the South Park album, like it's the one that Kenny sings, and it's like the most inappropriate song about Virgin Mary. But it's muffled the whole time, so like you can kind of get away with it listening in the car with your kids. Mary. That's that song. That's my go-to.
It's that song.
I can't remember the name of it, but it's fucking hilarious.
All right, well, there you go, Mr. Pekar. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to Seesaw Million, who asked the question.
Can we please hire Jim Harbaugh? Like, damn, please.
Sure.
Are you asking for permission? Because, like, yeah, you have our permission.
Yeah, I don't know. He's still at Michigan. Like, I don't know why everyone just assumes that he's done. Did he come out and say, like, I'm going to the NFL?
No, there's just been all those little rumors of, like, oh, we talked about Herbert for 5 minutes, and he wants it. I heard from somebody that parked his car.
And they're trying to extend him right now. And what I heard is that they're trying to get one clause in the contract that says he can't talk to NFL teams while he's under contract.
Ooh, nice. Interesting.
So it must mean something if they're trying to get that in the new contract.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It would be talk about excitement would be pretty high if you brought in Jim Harbaugh to coach the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
What's Brandon Staley get paid? If you had to guess right now,
$6 million.
How much does he make per year?
$6.5 million a year.
$1, Bob.
Wrong. He makes 4 year deal for $4 million a year. Guess how much Harbaugh is getting paid by Michigan in this
15
new deal?
$1.
$11 million a year. He's getting three times what we pay our head coach.
Sounds good. Let's make it four times.
What makes you think that we're going to go pay a guy three times what we're doing right now?
Let's pay him because
they need
million
to. They haven't done it yet. They need to go do it. Do something. It's like poking the dead fish. Like, do something. Come on. Move. Help me.
Yep.
It's that's what they got to do. I'd be curious what, like, the highest paid coach in the NFL is making right now. Because, I mean, at least with Jim Harbaugh, you could be like, well, that's college. What about NFL? I'm sure
Belichick gets $20 million a year.
But he's also the GM.
He's also the GM.
So he's taking two paychecks.
It's a deal. Yeah, he's getting two paychecks for sure.
Yeah. We'll have to wait and see. But Jim Harbaugh is certainly...
Offer 10.
Sean Payton got $18
million. Oh, yeah. So he's the highest paid now. Yeah.
Wow.
First head coach.
All right.
So is that they set the market? You got to pay him $18 million to come coach the Chargers a year
if you want to get a first time head coach. Yeah,
I mean, like, all these guys: Andy Reid $12 million, John Harbaugh $12 million. He's gonna want more than his brother, so
at least $13 million.
Yeah. I mean, Josh McDaniels $10 million, Kyle Shanahan $10 million. Everything's $10 million and up if you're a good coach.
Yeah,
that's three times what we're paying our coach.
There you go.
He's only making $4 million a year.
Yeah. That's a lot of money, but
he's Stick makes more than him. That's crazy.
Yeah, but dude, he'd never done anything. Like, he'd never really coached before. We gave him $4 million a year to be our head coach. That's pretty good deal.
Yeah.
And it's guaranteed. He gets $16 million, win, lose, or draw, gets fired. He's still gonna get paid $4 million next year.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Seesaw Million, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Donald Rickert, who asked the question.
Which potential head coach candidate is worth looking at out of Rivera, Steve Wilkes, Flores, Bieniemy, Ficken, or any other name? I don't know.
That's tough, man. Like, the only guy on there that's been a head coach for any conceivable amount of time really is Rivera, former Charger coach, Super defensive Bowl coordinator. Mm-hmm. So,
been to a Super Bowl. It's very true.
We're going to get this flurry of names that are going to come out of offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators that are looking to become head coaches. Like, I'm tired of that. Like, I want to find a guy. You have to pony up, pay some money, and get a coach. So,
yeah, we're not looking for a coordinator. That's not what we want. I need a head coach
that will bring in two coordinators that will run the offense and the defense. And then they oversee the shit and make it run smoothly. That's what I want.
You're not allowed to call plays. My new head coach is not allowed to call plays.
No.
No.
Oversee shit.
You oversee the shit, you hold the red flag, and you lead the fucking team to the promised land. Is that asking too much?
Clearly, yes. All right. Donald Rickert, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Marco Dalio, who asked the question.
Gosh dang it. My cue after the season ends. Do you guys truly believe that Spanos will fire coach? There seems to be a general consensus from several writers that he may still not be fired. What are your thoughts? K, love you, boy. Herbie, please be okay.
I mean, that's the interesting thing, is that technically Staley does have another year on his contract.
This just feels exactly like Anthony Lynn to me, where it's like the end of the season, the wheels are starting to come off. When you feel us starting to lose confidence in coach, there's a coaching change coming.
That's the barometer.
That's the barometer. Because we held on to Lynn till the last minute when this shit's over. This fucking over with. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. All done. I'm feeling all done. I'm feeling all done now.
It's time to get in the bunker and take over.
It's hard to really get on his side. I like him. He's a nice guy. Everything, you know, the way
he'll go get another job.
Dude. He'll be fine somewhere else. But it's the Charger Chat barometer says fired.
All right. Well, we'll see, Marco, what ends up happening. But thank you for asking the question. It's moving on now to DJ Jones, who asked the question.
Howdy, y'all. Well, with this loss, we're just about mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. Looking forward to what position group do you guys think Chargers need to address the most this coming draft and offseason? Hello, you bye.
Right. Position group, center.
Tight end. Tight end. We were still tight end last year. This last season, this last draft, we wanted a tight end. And you're going to need to get a guy that can come in and be a all-around tight end, because we haven't had that since Hunter, and we need it.
We need a bad.
We need a bad, man.
Yeah, Brock Bowers is the guy. If we can get high enough in the draft to get Brock Bowers out of Georgia, that's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Great name. I like it.
Brock Bowers, right? It's good. Brock, it's like Kenny Bowers.
There's not too many Brocks out there in this world.
Yeah. Just Lesnar, and he's a badass.
Come on. Let's get a good track record. All right. Well, there you go. DJ Jones, thank you for asking the question. And we go out of Ask Bolt Fam with Certified Fresh.
Certified Fresh.
Who has the question?
This is so helpful.
That's really hard, though, next week when he asks the question.
All right. Certified Fresh, who asked the question.
Dear Kevin, Adam, and Coach, my name is Elizabeth Patricia Princess Penelope Periwinkle Glitter Pony Peters. I am 8 years old. I love the Chargers. My mother is a Broncos fan. My father is a Raiders fan. And my little brother is a Chiefs fan. Everyone always says that Patrick Mahomes is Kermit the Frog. If he is Kermit because of his voice, that makes Russell Wilson Bert from Sesame Street, because he is a goody two-shoes, annoying, and nobody likes him. I don't care which quarterback plays for the Raiders. They are all just animal, beating the same old drum, dangerous and in need of being chained up. Wait, no, that's just their fans. My question is, which Sesame Street or Muppet character is Justin Herbert? K, love you, bye. P.S. This message is for Kevin. I know I left you out of the introduction. As the oldest, sometimes you have to let the younger siblings think they have a win.
Oh, that's funny. I went in and I changed it so Kevin didn't feel
you added out. My name.
Yeah, it said Dear Kyle, Adam, and Coach. I was like, Uh-oh, Kevin can't take another L right now. I got to go fix this. Oh, I adjusted it for you.
Did you? Did I read it?
I did.
Oh. No, you
read it with Kevin.
Kyle, wow. I love you, Kyle. That was really nice to see you. Protecting my feelings.
Brother with this 8-year-old.
People coming at me, taking shots at me. This
was, as the oldest, sometimes you have to let the younger siblings think they have a win.
Well, you're older than me, Adam.
I'm not.
You're my brother too.
Aww.
Yeah. Let us have this.
All right. Well,
this is not a question that I'm gonna. I can't answer this. I don't know the Muppets.
You don't watch the Muppets with your kids? What's wrong with this?
No. We moved on.
It's easy for me. Justin's Big Bird. He's like the ringleader. He's like the head of all the shows. He's always singing in the front.
I like that.
He's tall as shit.
Yeah.
Great plumage. He's ready to go.
I mean, there was a part of me that wanted to say Elmo because he's just so like...
But he's not annoying. Elmo's annoying as f***.
Not if you ask an 8-year-old girl. They're like, oh, I love this guy. He's awesome.
Is that true, certified fresh? Are you 8 years old and do you love Elmo?
Also, that family situation is tough.
Whoa. If that's true. I don't know that their name is really Elizabeth, Patricia, Princess, Penelope, Periwinkle, Glitter Pony, Peters.
Glitter Pony Peters is a great name.
Glitter Pony Peters.
Yeah, leave out the first 12, but Glitter Pony Peters is a really funny name.
It rolls well.
So but I do know a family that's like this.
Really?
Not their name, and they're not 8, but we do have a close family friends who, like, the mom is a Charger fan, the dad is a Raider fan, the oldest daughter is a Bronco fan, and the son is a Chiefs fan.
Oh, that's miserable.
That is not a cohesive family environment at all. Like,
I don't want to go on that family vacation. Wait,
do we sit at dinner and eat together? I feel like they all take their food to different rooms, kind of thing.
Watch the game, yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's not a cohesive unit.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not giving them my login to watch their game on Sunday Ticket either.
So, no. Get your own.
Get out of here.
All right. Well, there you go. Certified Fresh, thank you for asking the question. And thank you, everybody, for asking questions. And this long-ass Bold Fam, it was long, tough. And hey, we got a game coming up on Thursday. So I don't think the game plan is to have a Friday episode. Is that correct?
Yeah. That'll be too fast and furious.
Too soon.
Yeah.
So we are going to miss...
Hopefully an instant reaction, though.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, if we can
we'll
do an instant reaction.
Make it a beefy instant reaction.
There you go.
That would be great.
So hopefully you've got that to look forward to, folks. But I think that's going to do it for this episode of Charger Chat. Any final thoughts there, gentlemen?
Keep your chin up. Be all right.
Hold it. This. Hold it up, baby.
Hold it up.
All right. Well, thank you, folks, for sticking around with us. Really appreciate it. That's going to do it for this episode of Charger Chat. Don't forget to bolt up. Because we're ready for any squad, any place.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Next week on Dick Man and Stick Boy, Dick Man finds himself pinned way back in his own territory.
This doesn't look good, Stick Boy.
Will Stick Boy come in to save the day?
Holy hurry up offense, Dick Man. What are we gonna do?
Tune in next week for the thrilling conclusion of Dick Man and Stick Boy. Same Bolt time, same Bolt channel.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.